call a fucking piece of dog shit. Hello and welcome to the Miscgrave Digicultural Podcast, episode 197. This is Luigi Kawasaki from Miscgrave.com. And in today's episode, this is a mega episode featuring everything Ninja Turtles from its beginning all the way up to the latest animated shows, our opinions, and everything. I'm here with Gamer Ruko, who helped me out. Four-part series originally, and all into one big episode. So I hope you enjoy as we are excited and wait for Mutant Mayhem, which is going to be released in a couple of days. I'm pretty excited despite all the changes. So let's see how it is. So let's get started.
Ruko, how are you today, my friend?
Hi, Luigi. I'm very good. Pretty excited to be one more time on another podcast episode. How about you?
I'm pretty excited. Today you chose a topic that I quite enjoy, which is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We both grew up in, and it's a very popular franchise. Do you remember how you got into Ninja Turtles, Ruko?
Yeah, well, as most of us, I think that as an 80s kid, I mostly got into the franchise thanks to the animated show. After that, I had the chance to see the first of the live action trilogy movies. Well, and that's how, you know, I continue getting into the franchise. But originally, it was through the animated show. How about you?
I have no clue, but I'm guessing that it was through the action figures. I think Ninja Turtles was something that came out when I was very, very young. So I have vague memories of it. I never really watched the cartoon too much as a kid. For me, the Ninja Turtles was mostly the video games and the toys for the most part. But that's all I needed. That's all I needed. My imagination took care of the rest. I didn't need any fictional verse on the TV to tell me what I wanted or not.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting because I actually, like I told you, I had the chance to see an advertising about the show and I got pretty excited about it, even though I didn't have a clue about what the show was going to be. But then when I started watching it, I think that I enjoyed it, but I think that I really got into the franchise after I saw the first movie. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, but as well as the franchise in general. But now that I see the older show, the animated one, I don't enjoy it as much as I used to when I was a kid. And just as a funny fact, I actually never got like really access to that many toys related to the franchise because they were on a high demand and they were pretty much impossible to get back then. At least it wasn't my community. So I had just like maybe three or four action figures of those. But like you probably, you know, I was like mixing stories and I had to play with my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and my Batman action figures. And I was, you know, mixing all of the stories. But I never got really the chance to get my hands into that many Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys. But I think that I could make that up with the video games as well.
Yeah, no, the action figures for me were everything. I used to have so many of them, and I'm guessing later they reprinted some of the popular figures. I'm guessing I remember like being able to get most of the ones that I wanted pretty much the whole time, and that's how it would make my adventures. So you mentioned the original cartoon. You were more of a fan when you were a kid, correct?
Yeah, of course. Now that I see it, I think that it's kind of childish due to all that censorship that they had, all of the shows had back then in the early 90s.
Have you watched all of the show, like every single episode?
I don't think so, but recently I got as a birthday present the whole original first animated series. I haven't watched it yet, but I am willing to.
Okay. Yeah, so as I mentioned, I'm guessing I was too young, so perhaps I didn't know how TV airings worked, and I would always miss the show. I definitely recall the ending theme, but for the most part, the only two episodes that I remember fondly as a kid were two episodes I got from Burger King. Burger King had a promotion in the U.S. Okay. Where you got like one episode of the TV show, so I had like two of those VHS tapes. And I would watch them over and over again. And they're not even like special episodes. They're pretty normal episodes. But but they're quite but that's what I watched. It wasn't until they were started releasing them on DVD that I started to actually watch the show. So I consider that I watched the show more as an adult.
All right.
And on the contrary, I always understood. I guess I was expecting a bad show, but I was always surprised by how good it was. But it is a lot of episodes to get through. It's like
I just received this DVD. Well, it's a DVD set, but it includes like 21 of them. And as far as I could read, 17 of them are with episodes, and probably the last five other discs are from additional content. But I'm kind of a little scared about all of the episodes that I have to watch. But as I mentioned, that is one of my all-time favorite franchise, even though today I don't enjoy that first series as much as the ones that came out later. I still have all of the intention to, to do that as a research, sort of speaking.
You should definitely do it. It's going to be a little bit difficult to get through it. But the way I watch these older shows, I try to watch like one episode per day. That way, I finish eventually one day, but I don't get like tired of how repetitive they are. And yeah, but it's over 100 episodes, so it's gonna take a while, and it's impossible to watch more than more than two or three episodes per
Per
day.
session. Yeah, I think so, because I tried that once. Once that back then there was a lot of the episodes available on YouTube. Right now they are more restricted, but once I tried, but I couldn't really get into it that much. I actually moved to the other to the second animated show, which was like in 2004 or something like that. But
2003.
yeah.
Well, I can give you a quick rundown of the show. Like, it's the first season is really short. It's only five episodes, and it sets up the show. And that's probably what most people think is like the best of the best. So if you don't like those five episodes, you're in for it's gonna be
Well,
tough watch.
it's not for you, definitely, right? If you don't like the first five episodes, well, then I
So the
really don't think that you should keep losing your time.
The first five episodes tell a pretty straightforward story. It has all the characters that you know and love, and it has an ending. And that's how it goes. Then it got renewed for a second season. I believe that one's 13 episodes. This one has more like episode of the week, right? Type of format. But there is a
Okay.
short little because the first season is like five episodes that are like one storyline. The second season is pretty much like standalone episodes, but there is like a short story arc, and we also get a final confrontation with the Technodrome. So it's a short season,
Okay.
but it's fun as well. The problem is the third and the fourth seasons. Those
The
are
problem.
that well, the thing is like they're 40 episodes each.
Oh my,
Each
okay.
season is like 40 episodes, so it takes a while, and there's no story arcs, pretty much. They're mostly episode of the week where they have like something that they have to take care of every week. There's not on the contrary to popular belief, there's not many mutants in most of the episodes. They deal with mad scientists or mobsters most of the time, and you have to be a fan to get through them. There's some good episodes there, but and some of the classic episodes that people know, but yeah, it can take some energy out of you by watching them. And there are some good, really good episodes. Like the finale of season three is really good. And you get to meet some of the favorite iconic characters like Slash, the Rat King, and whatnot. So you do get to meet some iconic characters, but you do
Okay.
have to suffer through quite a few episodes. Seasons five and six, for the most part, they're shorter seasons, so it's easier to get through them. And those are a little more fun. They're not great episodes, but you get to meet more mutants, like the ones from the toy line that are iconic. So
Okay.
that makes you go through them much quicker. And starting with season seven, that's when the show gets a little bit darker. That's when it was competing with X-Men and Batman the Animated Series in the 90s. So they
Okay.
decided to make things a little more mature. Some people used to call them the Red Sky seasons because the sky, instead of being blue, was now red. And
Okay.
season seven just has like a more serious tone in general. I'm not a huge fan of that season. I actually prefer the more humorous take of the
Oh,
first few
really?
seasons. I know, I don't know why. I think it's because it loses a bit of its personality, but it's not as good as Batman or X-Men, you know? So it's just
Okay.
like it's not one of the it's not like what it was originally was, but it's also not as good as Batman. So it's like it's kind of like doesn't know what it wants to be.
Okay.
And then for seasons 8, 9, and 10, there's actually like a new, or is it eight and yeah, I think it's no, seasons 8 and 9, I believe. They have a new enemy, and instead of Shredder, you have Lord Dreg. The first of those seasons is kind of boring. I do not like it, but the final season is pretty strong, and the finale of like the whole series is it's satisfying. It's pretty satisfying, and all those last seasons after season four are like about 10 episodes each or 13, so they're quicker to go by to get through them. So yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's an all right show. I enjoy it.
But well, I have a few questions for you. The first one would be, how old were you when you watched the complete show? Because you mentioned that you were more like an adult when you did that.
Yeah, I was probably like 20 years
Like
old or
20. All right, and
24.
how long do you think that it took you to watch the whole show in general? Since the first to the last season.
I was watching about 3 episodes per day, so it probably took me about 3 months.
Okay. And about the last season finale, you mentioned that it was okay, but I was about to ask you if it was an actual ending or they just suspended the show as they did with so many other shows that came out later.
Well, with Ninja Turtles, and this is what I liked about most of the seasons, the only season that doesn't have a finale, I think it's season four, but each season had like a finale where it was like there's enough, it leaves enough things like open-ended so that they can continue the show. But even with that, they try to close up as many loose ends, right? Like in pretty much every season, there's like a big confrontation with the tech with Shredder and Krang and the Technodrome, where they get like defeated, where if they had canceled the show, you could say like, oh, that was a great last episode.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So they wouldn't be taking any chances, right? To leave a loose end.
No, and with the final season, I think they really knew that was going to be the end. I think they take care of most of the
The plot
storylines.
holes. Okay.
Most of the plot holes.
Okay. And well, and how about the Because all right, well, we already have mentioned the first animated show, which is pretty much what brings us the whole hype that that this franchise has given us worldwide through all these years. But how about and you mentioned also about the action figures that w was pretty much the reason why we have a cartoon animated show. But how about the movies? What would you think about the movies? Did you get the chance to watch them when you were a kid, or it happens the same the like with the animated show that you have watched when you were older?
I watched the movies as a kid. I re the first only the first two movies. I never owned them on VHS, but I remember for some reason they had like a pay-per-view weekend where they had like one movie one Saturday, and the next week they had the second movie, and my parents paid for it so I could watch like the pay-per-view movie.
Okay.
So that's
Yeah,
how
I
I watched
remember
them.
those
So
times.
I only watched the movies once as a kid, but that was enough to leave like an impression on me that wow, those were amazing. So yeah, I did get to watch them as a kid and I like them a lot. It wasn't until as an adult that I bought the DVDs. So you're talking like more than 10 years later that I got to rewatch them and finally watch the third movie.
Okay, and what do you think about those? Because I have my opinion on each of the movies, of course, right? And as much people, because the first movie is one of what I would say that is one of the best adaptation to a comic book that I have ever seen in my entire life, and I still think to this day that is a pretty good movie considering all of the good movies that we have today, right? But I still think that the use of those robotic costumes that they were using back in those days are still very advanced to this time. They no longer do it. I think that they are losing that as a resource in more recent movies, as they did with the infamous Michael Bay's the movies, right? That is, they didn't got to get a trilogy, I guess.
No.
So bad.
For the first movie, I love it. I also think it's one of the I think it's almost the perfect interpretation of the Ninja Turtles. Almost. I like almost everything about it. The only thing I would wish it were a little bit different is the final confrontation with Shredder.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. It works. But I don't know, it like Splinter defeats Shredder, and I feel like the turtle should have done it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Or
Because
and
I don't mind to be Splinter, the one that who defeats the Shredder, but I think that considering the doll that they were using to, to play Splinter, it was very complicated to get a believable action sequence between those two characters, at least.
yeah, so I think that's my only complaint, but no, I do think it might be my favorite interpretation of the Ninja Turtles as well, as you mentioned, that it
Yeah, I
was
think.
cool.
And have you ever read the comic books? I mean, at least the first of them, the first series of them, which is
The Mirage Comics.
the Mirage Comics, with the Shredder event, the one until they defeat them, like in the movie. And then I think that for the rest of the series, for that first series of comic books, was just like separate origin stories of each of the characters, the
I've
main
only
characters.
read a little bit of the Mirage comics, mostly like the first issue and some of the non-canon ones from the first volume. But I know plenty of the storylines because I've read the wikis and whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's the same with me. I pretty much just read the first number and then some of the separated stories of some of the main characters for the first series.
But talking about this, the movies, the second movie, the first movie, pretty much everyone loves it, I think. But what about the second one? That one can be a little more divisive.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't love it. Of course, that when I was a kid and I saw it first, I love it as a kid. But right now, I think that I will stick with the first one. The second one and the third one, of course, that we're going to talk about them, but they're not as good as the first one. And considering that for the second one, they decided to include a lot of more silly sequence, and then that also ninja rap, right? The dance that they got with this
Yeah,
with
Vanilla
this
Ice.
Vanilla Ice singer. Yeah, I think that it's kind of lame, but of course that I enjoyed it back then. I mean, it's what we had, right? And it was all trendy.
I love the second movie. I understand all the flaws, like the turtles pretty much don't use their weapons. It's more slapstick, as you mentioned. It has enough nostalgia from that era that it feels like the turtles. I can understand that it's not as good as the first one, but my kid mind still loves it just as almost as much as the first one. So I have nothing against it. Of course, if I could change one thing is I would love to have an actual fight with Super Shredder, because there's no fight.
Yeah, and also, as you mentioned, I think that the second movie, it feels more like like with the TV show in a sense, instead of the comic book. The first one is more based on the comic book, but I think that the second one tries to picture more of the essence of the animated show, because they are more colorful in designing the turtle costumes. They look
Yeah.
even different.
Well, I think the first movie was, well, it was also because the first movie was considered
It
too
was too
violent.
dark. Yes,
And
it
too
was
dark,
too
but
dark.
and I think that's because when they were making the first movie, they didn't know how popular the Ninja Turtles were going to be, so they were able to get away with a lot of stuff. And once the second movie came out, they knew it was like, oh, this has to be for kids, so we need to make sure that it's not scary. And unfortunately, that means that they made a worse movie. So,
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult that we would ever get something like the first Ninja Turtles movie again, because at that time it was just something that was not known, like the franchise was not known, so they were able to get away with a bunch of stuff.
Yes, and as it happens in the comic book, as Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird never thought that they were going to succeed, and they never thought that there was going to be a second issue of the canon, as a canon of the story. They decided to go and kill the Shredder on the first issue, so they could pretty much end up having nothing to continue. That's why they started releasing the isolated episodes, and then once that they sold the rights to Playmates, so they could start with manufacturing the action figures, they kind of had to start creating something else, like try to reboot the story. And that's when they came with giving the turtles different colors and more relaxed and teenage personalities, because they were pretty dark at the first issue.
Yeah, but even those early Playmates toys, if you take a look at how they look, the turtles look very much inspired in more by the comic book than by the TV
Absolutely,
show.
yes.
And that's why, to me, when I grew up with the turtles, I grew up with like the video games and the toys. That's who the turtles were to me, not the happy cartoony happy turtles from the cartoon. It was like those angry action figures that look like the comic books. So even though I never read the comic books, I like that style more.
Yes. Yeah, it happens to me the same. Yeah, so
Well,
I like more the design of the action figures than the actual TV show. But I didn't know back then that it was due to that to that origin story, from the whole franchise.
I had no idea. In fact, my parents bought me a bunch of posters, Ninja Turtles posters, when I was a kid, and I had them on my wall. And the posters were actually the covers of the comic book. So
Okay.
I did not understand why, and it used to make me angry, why they all had Raphael's bandanas.
Exactly why all them were red.
I thought they were just like bad, po like posters where they got the information wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And I was really angry that, like, oh, they're such good posters. Why did they mess up in something so simple? I didn't know that that's the way that it was supposed to be. But oh well.
Yeah, I didn't understand that back then either.
But all good things must come to an end. Then we got the third movie. This one I never watched as a kid, I only watched it as an adult. This one is for the most part hated by most of the people. What are your
Yeah.
thoughts?
My thoughts is that it's kind of overhated, because it's not a I mean it's not as good as the first movie, and it's not Well, it's not as awesome as the first movie, and it's not even as good as the second one, but I don't think that it's as bad as most people think about the movie, because again, it gets a little bit more into the animated show's vibes, and they have more this. And something that I liked is that they use this time travel resource, because it was also very trendy back then because of the Back to the Future franchise, and of course that everybody wanted to travel across time in their plots. So I don't think that is as bad as most people will say. I think that they have a very good the customs, I mean the design of the customs and the locations that they use for the movie. I think that they are pretty well made, but I think that and it's not a bad story to me at least, but again, it's not my favorite, but I don't think that is as bad as most people think. How about you?
I don't like it, but I agree with you. I think it's hated way too much. And I'll tell you some of the things that I like about it. I think, yeah, it's the story. They really needed something better. I'm sorry. Just for the Ninja Turtles, you need a crazier story for it to be feel as epic as the first two movies. That was a mistake. But I'll tell you there's some of the things that the third movie does right. And that's the costumes. They might not look as good as the first movie or second movie costumes, but I think they were done specifically so that the turtles could move more. And if you notice, these are the turtles that actually have more action scenes. They can move a lot more. They have they can do a bunch of stuff that the first two movies they were not able to because the costumes just didn't allow that type of movement. So yeah, the costume might not be as realistic, but it had
They're
some
more
fun.
acrobatic.
Exactly. So that's one great thing. Like we finally got to see the turtles do more stuff like that. And the
Sure.
other one is they actually use their weapons. As I mentioned, in the second movie, they don't even use their weapons because they thought it was too violent. And in the first movie, we see a little bit of their weapons, but I think also because of movement, we don't get to see too much of them. But here, if you take a look at the movie in the third one, they use their weapons all the goddamn time, and it's cool. It's like, wow, that's refreshing.
Yeah, and well, I think that again, the thing with weapons is because back then the shows were a lot censored, so you couldn't even see in any animated show or movie actually, a villain stabbed by the hero, because that would be sending some, like the wrong message, right? So everything was just like they got their butts kicked or electrified or getting hit by some lasers, but they weren't lethal in most of them. So I don't know, I think that things kind of went a lot sillier due to that censorship of the time, but again, I don't hate the movie, and I hardly have accept all of those as a whole. I pretty much stick with the first one, and that's the one that I kind of still enjoy watching, but I haven't watched the second and the third pretty much in around well, the second one I watched it maybe around 3 years ago, but the third one I haven't watched it pretty much maybe 10 years ago.
Okay, well, perhaps it's best to leave it like
It's better to leave it like
that. Just
that.
to remember the good parts that we liked about them.
Yeah, indeed. And how about the video games? Tell me about that first video game that you probably never finished.
My
I haven't finished that one, actually.
the first video game of the Ninja Turtles that I played was this, probably the Nintendo. The second Nintendo game, the arcade game, right? Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
The adaptation from the arcade one to the NES console.
Correct, but I never played the arcade version on an arcade. On the
Oh,
arcades,
really?
I only got to play Turtles in Time a bunch of times,
Okay.
but not the
That
original
is
one.
something very weird that I never got to realize about why they were different, because I actually got to play the arcade game in one. Probably I played it in the waiting area of a movie theater. And then when I get the chance to get my hands on it, on the version from the NES console, I could tell about how they looked different and how they felt different, but I couldn't explain. I couldn't realize about why. But I actually got to play the first one first, the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game, and I love that design. I mean, I think that that's the character design that I love better because of the same thing that you mentioned. As they look more like the comic, They look darker to me, and the environments are also darker. But and I always have this tendency to have preferences for darker things than happiest, right? But it's a very exasperating game. It's pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult. That infamous underwater level, that which if you were able to pass it through, you probably will be end up dying in the following levels, because it was very, very hard. I never got to finish that game, not even till this day.
I bought the Cowabunga collection, which has like all the games,
Oh
and
yeah.
there I'll be able to play with like unlimited continues and unlimited everything. So I think when I finally when I finally play that game, I'll be able to beat them all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, because I
I
never beat
hope.
the only one I ever beat the only ga Ninja Turtles game I beat was
The fourth one.
Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo.
Turtles in Time. Yeah.
And on the Super Nintendo, because at the arcade, I was never able to beat it on the arcade. It was too difficult.
Yeah, it was. It's actually very difficult on the NES version as well. But I think that it's even easier than the second and the third one. I never got to beat the third one. I never got really the chance to play it a lot. But I did with the second one, and as well with the fourth one, which was the Turtles in Time, which is one of my all-time favorites as well. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle video game.
Sort of my memories of the video games for the most part, at least as a kid. I did play the fighting games as an adult, and they're fun. They're fun enough. The Genesis version and the Super Nintendo version.
Okay, but they are kind of like the same game, but it's two complete different versions of it, isn't it?
No, they're completely different games, like different characters, they play different.
Okay.
Everything's different. So
But it's.
they have the exact same name, but they're different games.
Okay. Yeah, that was my question, because I thought I kind of remember that they were named the same, but being in the different version of games. But I never got to play the one from the Sega Genesis. I only played the one from the Super Nintendo.
Well, you play the good one, basically.
Oh, really?
I like the Genesis one, but I think I'm the only one that likes it. So I don't think you would like it either. It's very basic. I like it
Okay.
because like April is a fighter in that one,
Oh.
and she's hilarious. She has this bot attack, and she also says like her taunt is to say, "Hey, baby." And there's this insect mutant that like sucks. I don't know what he's sucking the opponent in one of his attacks. That's my favorite character. And his name is Sisyphus, and I loved him, but
And he, I mean, also as a funny fact, I think that is where they came with this character originally from the video game, and they release an action figure that has become one of the rarest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action figures to get today. It's one kind of black character with some purple thingies on his head, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it?
I don't know
It's like.
about the action figure, but since I can't remember. He's just a bug, basically.
Oh, well, it's because there's a lot of characters from that show that actually were like bugs, but this one looks like an actual fly, not like the Baxter Stockman one, but like like a black fly. It actually has also like, well, his six legs and a lot of purple on it. But anyway, okay, never mind about that. But well, from that video game, I'm pretty sure that they came with this action figure, and again, it has become one of the rarest Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures to get
Okay.
today.
Yeah, well
Yeah,
that's good to know.
that's good to know, in case that you were planning to start an action figure collection. You don't have any of your old action figures today?
No, they all got lost to time. I have bought some newer action figures, but I want to keep it like a small collection.
Like a
I
small collection.
don't have space for
Yeah, I feel
for
you.
that. But no, as a kid, I had drawers and drawers of Ninja Turtles action figures. I had They spoiled, my parents spoiled me. I had pretty much like everything I wanted. And that's good, you know? I think I enjoy them more as a kid by ripping off their arms and heads than I would as an adult.
Oh yeah.
Having
Yeah,
them collect
probably.
dust, having them collect dust on my shelf.
Yeah, so just by watching them not having all of the legs or arms, and wondering why you were so careless with your toys back then
At
and
least mine were. I was rough on those action figures, man. It's like they were
Yeah,
fighting for, it was like
and they
fucking
were fighting for their lives,
Dragon Ball
literally.
and Saint Seiya.
Yeah.
They were powering up and whatnot. Fun fact, I used to post in a Ninja Turtles message board. I think I got over 10,000 posts there talking about why Donatello is the best turtle, of course.
Oh, really? That would be your Okay, well, first question would be that many posts on where it was?
On a Ninja Turtles message board, Technodrome, I have many things, Ruko, but a life is not one of them. So yes, 10K post.
Oh my God. Well, it's very impressive, and also that it's actually very intriguing to me is, well, that thing you said about Donatello being your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Am I correct?
Well, that was mostly a joke. My favorite Ninja Turtle is Raphael, but I do think that I think without Donatello, at least in like most of the cartoons, like the bad guys would have won.
Yeah, right.
It's
Yeah,
always
and
Donatello
especially the
that
one that
fixes
was,
it.
yeah, exactly. He's the one that is always bringing the techie side to the turtle team, right? The cool gadgets and the futuristic technology that he comes with in most of the shows. But I always have debated myself about which would be my favorite Ninja Turtle, to be honest, because I think that all of them right now have a very strong personality, all of them, like separately, because they have now become a pretty different characters among them.
I can get that. I can switch around over my favorite turtles because I like Raphael, but as I mentioned in the last episode, to me the turtles were the video game and the cartoon, not the video game and the toys. So when I watch him in like in the cartoons or the movies, he's not exactly how I picture him. So whatever.
Okay, but that, I mean, what would you say that is your favorite? Because of the personality, because of the weapons he uses, because of his collar band, or what
I
would you
think
think
it's
that
mo
was?
I think it was the size. Yeah, his weapons, the size. I think they're really cool.
Okay, because to be honest with you, I think that he had one of the less cooler weapons, because they were like the shorter rank. Because the nunchuck, even the nunchucks of Michelangelo, they have a longer reach. The bow of Donatello, it was, from at least from the video games that were like the first of the experiences that I have, like having the opportunity to choose between those characters. I think that Raphael was the one that I actually enjoyed the less when using in the video games. But I always like the color red, so I will say that. By design, Raphael will be one of my favorite characters by design, because later on, with the years, they came with this rougher version of the Raphael's character by having the bandana, all like wasted, like scratch and yeah, like look older and rougher, like tougher.
Last time we were able to talk a little bit more about the early parts of the franchise. So we could talk a little bit more about the sophomore years of the franchise with how about we begin with the 2003 show?
I think that would be great, but if you, I mean, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you first about, because we haven't got to talk about this on the first episode. I think that it's very important to know each other's opinion. I would like to know about your opinion about the situation that, if you are aware of that, of course, right, that Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird had about about the rights of the show and how that thing turned out between them. in general, because they started as you know, as a whole company, as working together, and they pretty much hate each other right now today.
I don't think they hate each other. They're just not good friends anymore.
Well, I
But
think that okay, but go on.
yeah, I know a little bit about the story. Basically, Laird and Eastman, they had like Laird is much older. Well, not much, but like he's somewhat older than Laird for about like by about 10 years or so. So they were at different stages in their lives whenever they created the Turtles. And Eastman wanted to party and do cool stuff, and Laird was older, so he just wanted to like make cool stories. And that's what eventually drove them apart. The other guy, Eastman said like, "Oh no, I want to do my own stuff." And Laird said, "Okay, but sell me the Turtles." And that's how he bought the Turtles, Peter Laird. And then he later sold them, and then Eastman was like, "Oh, well, I didn't get as much money as he did when I sold it, the Turtles." But I think there was a meeting that they had recently, and when I say recently, it was like 5 years ago, perhaps. And they seem to have put some of their stuff behind now that they're both like older and they're like.
Well, I mean, I saw that show as well, and I can tell that it was, well, at least from my perception, it was more like they had to do it because of
For the
the
show.
reality show that they were doing it at the time. But I'm pretty sure that that actually Kevin is not that happy with the with Peter Laird because of what he did by asking him to get his part of the Turtles rights. And as you mentioned, eventually Peter sold those rights to well, to what we know as Nickelodeon, which is actually oh, I forgot about the name of the whole network, but they are part of
Viacom.
the yeah, exactly, of Viacom, and they decided to he decided to sell the as far as I know, he sold the video games, the animation, the movies, the all of those rights, but he kept the comic book rights because he still wanted to to have an opinion, to have to being able to make decisions about how the story of the Turtles were going to be in the comic books. And on the other hand, this Kevin, the co-creator, the other guy who sold his right to Laird, he pretty much was working as an external like an employee for Nickelodeon for several of the shows. But the second show that we're about to start talking it's the only show that actually has the participation of Peter Laird on its making. I don't know if you were aware of that.
I am aware, and because of that, I think it's a very unique show that we'll never be able to get again, because
Yeah, me
he
too.
had like a hands-on approach, and he was very protective over what he liked with his turtles and what he didn't like, because it's not like Eastman. If you've noticed Eastman, any project he says it's awesome and he loves it, even including like the newer movies, and it doesn't matter. Like any idea is never too crazy for him. It's like, ah, yeah, I love it. You know, he just loves seeing his creation have like,
Yeah, still going on.
yeah. So he doesn't care. And Peter Laird, on the other hand, he's like, no, we cannot have a female turtle. No pizza, please.
Yeah.
No cowabunga. Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
So
Yes.
that's the difference between the. I think Ninja Turtles was as good as it was because it was a mix of Peter Laird and Eastman. Because even when only Peter Laird owned the franchise, it was good, but he was very restrictive over what they could do. And now without
Yes.
Peter Laird, it's like it's way too liberal. So I think the perfect mix was when both of them were there and they could like cancel some of their bad ideas out.
Yeah. Okay, but we were about to start talking about the 2003 animated show and all the things that that show brings us on the following years, weren't we?
Now, this one came out in my early teenage years. Kind of started I kind of watched some episodes here and there, but I didn't really watch it entirely until it finished. What about you?
It kind of happened the same to me, as I was already, I was already a teen, so I was getting busy doing some other stuff than watching cartoons. But I had the opportunity to watch the show as an adult, and I think that is, as you mentioned, is one of my, I would say that is my second favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle show, because I think that I like the Nickelodeon's one better. But as you mentioned, as Peter Laird had a strong participation on the making of this show, I think that they kind of got to portray some of the essence of the comic books pretty well on this show. Eventually, they started to turn into something different, more, I don't know, more as the shows that were coming out on those days, like Power Rangers and stuff, and so, and that pretty much lead to some other limb shows that we will be talking about later. But as that live action show that had a crossover with the Power Rangers, it happens almost during the same years that this 2003 show was being released. But I'm not sure about which one was first, and double check on that.
No, yeah. This one came first. No, this one came second. They came out at different times. The one that you mentioned, the next mutation, that one came out more in like 1997.
Ex
And
yeah, right.
we will have a discussion about that one because I love that show.
You do? I kind of like it too, but it's kind of those yeah, it's kind of those like that you don't.
it's definitely a special show. I mean, all the bad things about it are definitely true. I love it because
Yeah,
of those same
okay.
reasons.
So basically, would you like us to start talking about that first that show first, as it was released before the one
Okay.
that from the animated one?
Okay, sure. We can start with the next mutation. So it was like a live action adaptation made by Saban, creator of the Power Rangers. Now, I don't know if you're a fan of Power Rangers, but I was a huge fan as a kid.
I was, you know, but that again, that it was one of those things that I couldn't say out loud. I was kind of ashamed of accepting it back then.
Oh, no, I was the right
Yeah,
age. Everyone in my school loved it. It was fantastic. And so when this show came out, for me, it was great because it was just more like it was like Power Rangers, but with the Ninja Turtles.
yes.
And even watching it as an adult, I think it's a good show. It's only it gets a little silly because it has a lot of like Looney Tunes sound effects, like waka waka waka, you know.
Yeah.
If
Yes.
they got rid of those sound effects, it would improve the show like so much more. What I really like about the show is, perhaps it's not written very well, but I like the ideas that it explores. I like all the enemies, all the rogues gallery that they created for it.
Yeah, they created a lot of cool enemies for
There's
that
like
show.
a mobster gorilla. I think he was awesome. He's one of my
Yeah,
favorite
it was
characters.
awesome.
And there's like a vampire and the dragon lord. He's super silly, but in the few episodes where he's actually a threat, it's like, wow, this character has like potential. So I would love to see all of these characters like in a new show where they're actually written correctly, where they're not written as if they are Rocksteady and Bebop, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I love the show. I love it despite all its flaws, and I will forever defend it.
I think that I like that show as well. I think that m one of the things that I like the most is the Turtles design, because that was the first time that they actually came out like with some muscular appearance on their chest. I also like the way that they made some differences between the masks designs of the turtles, because each of the turtles had a different style on the. They weren't bandanas anymore. They have like different type of masks, and that was the first time that I saw Raphael with a with a scratched bandana, and something that I didn't like either was that there was like a lot of, like, they were very brightful, right? The colors, everything was very colorful and very light, and I was kind of used to prefer the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie appearance, like darker. So, and if you add to that the silly noises that they added to the show, I think that that's something that that made a difference as well. But something that I also liked was that they started to explode the Raphael going on his own. I think that he had like a separate vehicle, even to go to certain missions, and they kind of didn't like it at first, the Venus appearance, because that is something that it was canceled by Peter Laird back then. That's something that he never got to agree with back then, but I think that by today it has become canon for after the other female turtle appearance, which I just miss her name, Jenica. I think that's her name.
Yeah, Jenica.
But I think that now both of the female turtles are canon, not only Jenica.
Yeah. Venus also appeared in that IDW comic book. So yeah, she's kind of canon. I like Venus, all right. I'm not crazy for her, but I don't mind that she exists, and I would like to see her again in a show.
I would like to see her again too, but I kind of didn't like the idea that they look more like being, well, her and her master, her sensei, were more like a Chinese kind of, yeah, more like Chinese, like more like kung fu instead of being ninjas, right?
That is very true. Yeah, Venus is not even her name. She has like a Chinese name, which I can't remember.
Okay. And also, I didn't like that they established in that show that the four Ninja Turtles weren't biologically related for the first time. And that is something that I actually haven't got to like on the few shows that got that fact.
Most people don't like that, but I like that, because to me it's not logical that they would be brothers, like blood brothers.
I give you that, but you know, I grew up being used to, so I kind of got stick to it.
Yeah, to me it was more like whenever like Splinter calls them brothers, it's like that they're brothers. I think it's more like spiritual, the same way that he's their dad, you know. It's not like,
of course he's not like
so that's why I never had a problem with that, but I guess I can understand people who have the other way.
Yeah, okay, well, that's something good to hear, because as you probably know, the latest show has come with that story plot that they no longer are biologically related. They are actually even members of different species of pet turtles. But well, we'll get there eventually.
Yeah, with Rice, yes, of course. So for the 2003 show, you mentioned it was one of your favorite shows. And for me, it is my favorite cartoon. There's many things I don't like about it, but overall, I don't think we're going to get a better show than this one. And it's my favorite interpretation, at least in my favorite cartoon version. So while it may not have my favorite Shredder, and maybe they don't eat pizza, and
yes,
doesn't have my favorite mutants, I can overlook that, because I don't think we're ever going to get another like show like this one again. It feels very much like the Batman the Animated Series, but with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, and it actually feels a little bit darker in design. Maybe not like the lining of the show, but the design of the characters was actually, at least from the Turtles and the Shredder, I think that they were a little bit darker than, well, way darker than the original 90s cartoon show. Well, it was, what would you name it? Like 80s or 90s? Because it was released on the 1989, and it pretty much ended up in 1998, if I'm not mistaken. So would you Would you name an 80s show or a 90s show?
Well, I consider it a 90s show because I don't like 80s shows.
Okay, well.
But it's definitely a transitional TV show because kids who grew up in the 80s, like the Ninja Turtles was like their last cartoon that they watched at the end of their decade. And for 90s kids, it was like their first cartoon.
Yeah, and it was
So.
like very 90s in terms of the subject that they were talking about, like
Yeah.
mutation and time traveling and cross-dimension traveling and all that.
Yeah, so it can definitely be considered both decades, but I think it has more it's more of a 90s show than an 80s one.
And well, getting back to the 2003 show, I think that compared with the 90s, let's call it a 90s show, I think that the complexity of the story, it's more, it's deeper. It goes more like into something that was probably handling the comic book stories, and not only for the TV show. They try to follow some of the comic book plot arcs.
They
Yeah,
do.
some of the art, right?
And yeah, of course they have they're still very different, but they try. They definitely try. Especially for the first few seasons. And that's all because of Peter Laird was doing it. And he actually used to go over every single script and like send them notes. And one time in his blog, he used to put some of like the notes that he used to write for the writers. And they're hilarious because he starts insulting them like, this doesn't make any sense. We're like, April would never say this. Change this. We're like, this is really stupid. Let's not do this again. Like they're like the best notes ever.
Was making them public.
Well, that's after the show ended. But yes,
Okay. Oh
after
man.
the show ended, he published like some of those notes on the. On his blog. I don't think they're available anymore, but they used to be.
Don't think so.
And it was pretty much him. Like I don't know if you know the crossover movie Turtles Forever?
Oh my God, sure. And I love that movie.
Well, that was only made because of Peter Laird. He pretty much put all of the money on that one so that it could get made. And season 5 was actually canceled. They decided to go with the future season instead, which was fast forward.
Fast forward,
But
yes.
Peter Laird said, like, no, we have to finish season 5, and I'll go ahead and fund it. So he also used his money to help finish season 5 because the network just wanted to skip that one to go to the future.
Okay. And I
So.
never got to see the next part that they came out with, the one that you just mentioned, that
Fast forward.
the fast forward one. That's the one that they have started like wearing some sort of armors, aren't they?
They go to the future, they wear some armor, and if you can handle the changing setting, it's not written in a bad way. It's still the same show. It's still written correctly. It just has a different animation style and different enemies, but it was still done very, very nicely. Like, it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
Yeah, and I mean, again, comparing any of those shows with that new Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I have tried to watch it one more time, just as a parenthesis. But man, it's there are so many things wrong about that show. But again, we'll get there eventually. So I think that by now, I wouldn't mind to deal with those changes on the 2003 show. I mean, not even the change on the story or the character design. I don't think that I would mind that by now, but I didn't watch it at the time, so I'm pretty sure that you did as a kid. You didn't mind at the time, like all of those changes, because I was not very happy when they at those times were deciding to change anything in regards of the story or the design of the characters, even the voices.
I kind of like it when TV shows change stuff up. in general. So I know many when people when TV shows change characters or the setting and stuff like that, that's when people say that the show is no longer good. But that's not my case. I like the change. I like chaos. So I'm usually not against those type of changes. Of course,
Okay,
there's
but you.
exception. There's exceptions, but overall, I like them.
Yeah, I mean, because now I got used to that things happen, right? Eventually, all of the shows or all of the franchise or, yeah, all of the content that we probably watch as entertainment, they have like a momentum, and then they start, like, I lost the expression, but yeah, they start kind of going down, and that's why they need to came with reboots eventually, or to retell the story at certain point. Yeah, I mean that I was just telling you that I'm now more used to those changes, that they are eventually probably coming up with most of the shows, because they need to renew at certain point of the time, because franchise start like decaying.
Yeah, and I'm a fan, as I mentioned, I'm a fan of like those changes, but there's exceptions to the rule. And I don't know. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't, but in general I think I tend to appreciate them more than most fans usually do.
Yeah, that's a good thing. At least, yeah, to not being upset by some changes that eventually are going to happen.
Yeah, this is why I like, for example, the next mutation, because it's so weird, it's flawed, but I like it.
Oh yeah, that was the name of the live action show, right? Oh
Correct.
my
With
God.
Venus, that is
Yes. Yeah,
correct.
with Venus. Yeah. And it's actually a good show.
It is.
Anyway, yeah, and how about did you ever get to play the games that were released during this 2003 show? Because they were mostly based exactly on the animated series. They were actually you were playing parts of the episode.
I never owned them, but I've played them a little bit, and they seem okay games. They don't seem like horrible games. I would like to actually play them.
Yeah, I only got to play the first one, and I never got it finished. But even though if it's not a terrible game, they kind of try to evoke the arcade games essence, but they don't. I don't think that they get to reach that engagement with the player, and as you're already playing a story that you already saw, I don't think that they are that engaging in terms of the on the plot.
I remember that part, and the thing is, beat 'em up games, they work. They were like, I like them, but they're also like, they're very limited in what they can do. So by the time like the PlayStation 2 was out, they like, even if they made a good beat 'em up, it's like people are expecting more.
Yeah.
That's kind of the problem.
And you will say, well, that getting back to the TV show and this movie that we were talking about, that it's Turtles Forever, right?
That is right.
Would you think of that movie as some sort of like a closure for that show between the Turtles and the one from the future?
Is the finale of the 2003 show. So, yes, it is. It's the finale for that one,
The
definitely.
finale of, okay.
Now, as much as I like the 2003 show, I do not like the For Turtles Forever movie.
How
Because
can you say
I
that?
don't like how they treat the original turtles, the 90s turtles. They treat them as babies, and that's not how they are in their cartoon. I'm sorry.
Oh, but they came with the ones from the comic book, and I thought that that was pretty badass.
That's the best part of the. Yeah, they're so badass. I especially like how they're narrating. It's like the pudgy ones are already scared, Yeah, I like the movie. I like that it exists, but I think they disrespected the original cartoon.
But I think that that's the way that it was meant to be, because the show actually It has an appearance on the 2012, the Nick ones.
Uh-huh.
And it has an appearance in that universe as well when Michelangelo's put his head through one of these dimensional holes and he sees the 90s turtles, and they actually look pretty goofy as well, and that's I think what it makes them so special.
Well,
because
yeah,
very silly.
I'm just gonna say that 8,000 of those 10,000 posts on the message board, on the turtles message board, were me complaining about how badly they handled them. No, you're using them incorrect. Donatello would never do that.
Well, I love that movie. I think that it was the first time when I actually got to accept that there were different turtle universes, that I didn't need to be angry with any of the stories because they were all part of a bigger thing, you know?
The big turtle verse.
Yes. So, you know, that movie pretty much completely changed the way that I enjoy to watch and to consume most of the entertainment franchise because of all those changes that we were talking about.
That is right. Now, from this era, Ruko, we're missing one thing. There was a movie made in this era in 2007, TMNT.
Yes.
What are your thoughts about this?
I just love that movie. Well, I first hate it. It's one of those things, again, that, you know, they came with some changes because that was the first... I actually never got to see the Turtles Forever movie as a movie. I never thought as an actual movie. And I was kind of expecting them to get, to come with a live action movie eventually. And they came out with this TMNT CGI animated movie. And I pretty much never... I didn't like the idea at first, but it took me like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years to watch that movie after it was released, because I was very rejectful to the idea of having a movie of computer animated characters, uh-huh. Because I was expecting to have, you know, actors wearing the costumes and with more advanced robotics and all that. I was very disappointed, but when I got to see the movie, I loved it, and it has become, well, I mean, Turtles in general, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in general are one of my favorite franchise of all times, but these, and I'm not sure if of any of the things that we're talking about, I'm saying that this is my favorite, but I love too many things about this franchise that it's hard for me to make a decision.
I think you do like the franchise because every single thing is your new favorite thing.
Yes, my new favorite thing. Because pretty much that happened, and that happened when I lived in that moment, but it's not in every case, let me tell you that. But it's not one of my favorites. I think that I will stick with the Turtles Forever one. But I think that they changed my opinion about the computer animated movie, because it's not terrible. It has pretty decent action sequence, and the story is also good. For a change, we don't have the Shredder or the Crank as the main villains of the movie or the show. So I think that it was a pretty good movie by the time. How about you, my friend?
Well, I follow this movie very closely, so I had very high expectations, and it disappointed me. But overall, I really like it as well. I love that universe. It has some of my favorite designs. I just think the movie, it has too many things going for it, you know? And there are cool ideas, but there's too much stuff for the movie. Like the whole 13 monsters or whatever, mm-hmm. that was like a separate movie. There was no way to have it all there, because the generals, those like Aztec type generals, they were also very cool, but we don't get much of them either. and we don't get to see much of the foot.
Yeah, you're right.
They had too many ideas for one movie, and that's, I think it would have worked better as like many episodes or three movies or something or like three. That.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like that universe, and I was very sad that they didn't make another one.
Okay. I mean, I totally agree with everything that you just said. Is I never thought about that way, but yeah, it's right. I mean, there are so many resources that they could take advantage of to last that universe, as you mentioned, for a lot of movies and a TV show, like, easily. But yeah, I never thought that, you know, I never saw it that way, that they actually came with this many characters. And most of them were pretty good. All of the generals, as you mentioned, and as well as the monsters, because they had to collect all of them, right? To capture them in order to start with that ritual for them to become... for being able to die, right? If I'm not mistaken, that was the whole thing.
So some good ideas there. Great music, amazing fight between Leonardo and Raphael. You know,
oh yes,
all around good stuff.
Yes, and I thought at first that they made the turtles with a very thin design, that they look very skinny, and I didn't like it at first, but I kind of get used to it, and as it happened with most of the following shows, I kind of got used to it, and once that I made that, it became more enjoyable.
It became your favorite adaptation until we talk about the next one.
No, it's because they are no longer adaptations. I mean, I haven't said that besides the 2003 show, I had never said that it was a good adaptation, but I will say that they have come with pretty good and decent movies and shows after those favorite ones.
Perfect. All right. We talked the past, the present. Well, not really the present, but the past and not so distant past. And now we're going to be talking the Viacom years, the Nickelodeon years. Is that right, Rucco?
That is correct, Luigi, and yes, I'm feeling not quite excited as the previous episodes, because right now with the present and future of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, everything seems to be kind of cloudy, but I'm still very excited to bring some things to the conversation on regards to the future of this beloved franchise that we love this much.
Well, do you remember when the sale happened, first of all?
I will say that not precisely. I understand that it was at the beginning of the 2000s.
No, of the 2010s.
When Eastman sold their share of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to Peter Laird?
That was in the 2000s, early 2000s. But I mean more when Peter Laird sold Ninja Turtles to Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was somewhere around 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
Somewhere around that time, perhaps 2009. But
2009, yes.
Do you remember how you felt? When I heard this news, I thought this was the worst thing that could happen. Because now a big company was going to have Ninja Turtles, which we had never seen. So I thought, like, oh, they're going to release something we don't like. And there's nothing you can do about it because it's a big company. But everyone was really excited. I don't know how you felt whenever the sale was announced.
To be honest with you, I kind of didn't realize that happened until I kind of watched the Nickelodeon show being released on Nickelodeon.
You were having a life.
Yeah, actually, you know what? That happened when I got my TMNT Out of the Shadows video game that was launched for the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 generation. And that's when I realized that the franchise was being sold to Nickelodeon, because that is made by Nick Games.
Okay, and then yeah. I do remember that game. I never played it, but...
You no, really? Oh man. To me it's one of the It's very it's oh my God, it's complicated to talk about that game because it has a lot of potential. It was beautifully beautifully done in the graphic well on the look of the game. It's actually it has pretty good gameplay, but it has it feels like it has that it was not finished. It has a lot of bugs and the online connectivity it was not working quite well as it was expected, so it's kind of a bittersweet experience to me. But that game I will say that is my favorite game of the TMNT for a lot of reasons, because of the story, because of the look that those that the turtles have, and also I think I'm pretty sure that that was actually be that game was actually released before the Nickelodeon show, and that was kind of the opening of the show that was later on released, but I don't have dates quite
No,
updated.
you're completely right. I believe that came out before the show. And I always wanted to get it, but it didn't get the best review, so I didn't want to pay full price. And then I waited for a sale, and I never bought it. And then now it's like super expensive. At least for if you want to get the Steam code, since it's no longer listed on Steam, you have to buy the code from another website, and they have like outrageous prices. So I guess I'll never play it unless I pirate it.
Okay, well, it's well, and something also kind of weird that I realized that that happened at least on the PlayStation, on the PlayStation store, the all of the games of the TMNT were removed from that store, the Out of the Shadows, and then the other one that came out later that was named, if I'm not mistaken, Mutants in Manhattan. But getting back to the Out of the Shadows video game that was actually released previous the Nickelodeon show, when I first saw the look of the TM of the turtles on the Nickelodeon on the Nick show, I didn't like it at all, and I couldn't get to like it. It took me a while because I was already play I have played already the video game, and the look of the turtles is just badass, man. They just look so realistic, and they already are different. That was the first time when I saw the turtles, like every turtle with a different appearance, and I find that very attractive for the game. It's again it's not the better it's not the best game ever made, but it had a lot of potential. I wish that they eventually come with some continuity of that storyline.
Yeah, I regret not buying it. I think it looks cool. And I had the same problem with the other game that you mentioned, Mutants in Manhattan or whatever it's called. I also wanted to get it, but the bad reviews told me like made me think like, no, just wait for a sale. But as soon as I before I knew it, it was no longer on Steam's websites. And now the codes to buy it elsewhere, it's like they're like outrageous prices as well. So I guess I'll also never play that one.
Okay, so you think so you're aware that those games are still available for being purchased?
Well, they're not available for to be purchased, but on Steam you can buy codes, and that's how some websites get them. So some websites have, and since they know the game is no can no longer be bought officially, they sell
Okay.
the codes for like super expensive. You're talking like $200 for like the game, you know?
Oh, man, that's a lot of cash.
If you want to buy it on, at least for PC, in an official way, right? Without pirating.
Yeah, because if I remember all right, I think that they were never released for PC. I think that they were only released for Xbox 360
No, yeah,
and
they were released for PC. That's what I'm talking about.
oh. Okay. Well.
But doesn't matter. I'm not gonna play them through those means.
Okay, man. Well, eventually I am very committed to make a complete walkthrough about that game on one of my channels.
On one of your YouTube channel, of course. Of course, you can check it out on the notes of the episode if you want to check Ruko's channels. Because he promised us he's going to make his own gameplay walkthrough of this of these games that are no longer available.
Yeah,
So,
well, but it's getting back to, I'm sorry, go ahead.
yeah, so getting back to the Nickelodeon stuff, after that first video game, we got the 2012 show, correct? I don't know about your story about this show. I first watched it. I was very excited. And after the first season, I was like, meh, it was okay. And I waited until the final season before I started to watch it all again. And once the final season was airing, that's when I watched the whole show. But before I tell you how I feel about it, I wanted to know about your opinion.
Okay, well as you, I think, as I mentioned earlier, that it took me a little bit to get used to the look of the turtles because I previously played the game based on that same storyline,
Oh, of
and
course.
the look of the turtles was very realistic and they looked badass. And then when I saw the, the simpler design that Nick was putting in the animated show, I kind of felt a little bit disappointed about about how the turtles look and how they how the design of the characters were a little bit simpler than the ones that I used to watch on the game. But once that I gave a couple of tries of watching it, I mean, the first, I don't know, it didn't take me that long to get to love the show. But I only was able to watch like for the first three seasons. But so far I enjoyed it, and I am still looking to look the complete show. I actually, despite of what you told me about not doing a lot of research about the, about what we were going to be talking about on these episodes, I actually tried to watch the, the Rise of the TMNT one more time, so I could, bring something, so I could give it a different chance,
Course.
because I thought that, that the first time that I saw it, I didn't probably, I was not expecting that many changes, and then that's why I didn't get to like it. But anyway, we will talk about the rise later on. But I, by some reason, I got my trial period of Paramount Plus in order to watch this first season, because the second season is not available in my region on Paramount Plus yet. But I was fully committed to watch the full first season, at least on the Paramount Plus application, on the 7-day trial period,
I've done that before, and on the trial period, you're like, I don't want to pay, so I'm just gonna watch everything tonight, even if I don't sleep.
I'm gonna watch the whole week this fucking thing. But then what happened was that actually I couldn't make it in 1 week. And I just forgot to cancel the subscription, and it got renewed for the full month, right? So then I was like, okay, well then I'm not gonna get upset because of that. That makes me, that gives me a little bit more time to continue watching the show with that, not, without not a lot of, with not a lot of pressure, because it's still being difficult to me to watch it, I gotta say. But and at the end I couldn't make it, but I'll get there eventually. But
You
oh
should
no, but about,
now that you have to pay for it.
yeah, I know, and I'm gonna finish to watch the at least that season. But once that I got the the full month renewal, I went like, okay, well, I got a full month to watch all of the content that it's in Paramount, and if they are distributing the Rise of the TMNT, probably I am gonna be able to watch the Nickelodeon show as well, because I got very hooked up to that show. And I was watching it on Prime Video back then, but then they took it off that platform, and then I just got without anywhere to watch it. Anyway, so I was wondering if it was available, but I couldn't find the Nick show on the Paramount Plus app and the Paramount Plus application on my region. But well, that's kind of a funny story about, how I tried to try to do research about to get ready for this show, and I was actually planning to watch again the full season and the Netflix movie that is pretty much the finale of the canceled Rise of the TMNT show. But I couldn't get to watch the complete Nick show, and I definitely would like you to tell me more about all those seasons that I missed.
Okay. Yeah, well, I watched it all. You already watched the first three seasons. So overall, I'm gonna say the whole show is I like it, but I don't love it. There's
Oh.
they make many decisions that I just they cause conflict in me, and the characters don't act like they're supposed to, some of them. For example, they have a Han from the 2003 show, but in this case, there's like a he's like a Bruce Lee type of character, and it's like, whoa, that's like nothing like the original character. And then you have really cool characters. You have what was the fish claw, the fish and the tiger? No, not the
It was a
not
fish and a dog, but I don't
the.
remember their names.
His name was Dog Pound. Dog Pound
All right.
and Fish Face, something like that. But anyway, I thought they were cool characters. But I don't know if you remember, like in the actual show, they have a problem where they show a new villain, and then just like by the end of the episode, they're like losers. So you're not supposed to take them seriously anymore. And they kept having this problem with the show. That's why they start doing crazy stuff like getting more and more villains to join the cast, because it's not until like the fourth season that they start to like taking care of the villains to make sure that they don't seem weak compared to the other new villains. And yeah, there's just many choices that I'm not a fan of. The way that they use some of the mutants, especially in the first season, those mutants are just horrible, like spider bites. It's like a spider mutant.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that one either.
Or Pigeon Pete, who joins the Mighty Mutanimals. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of those. It does have some cool story arcs, but some of the story arcs, they just feel like a watered down version of the 2003 show. And it doesn't have the charm of the 1980s show either. So it's just kind of a mixed bag. You stopped in season three, where it's like most of the Shredder arcs have been taken care of, I think, and the Krang arcs, right? But in season four, it's really fun. I liked it a lot. M many people don't like it, but it actually deals with space. And I always like when the Ninja Turtles are in space. I don't know how you feel about the sci-fi settings, but I
I
love.
do like it. Yes, I do like them go to any places because they actually take them out for what we are used to see in most of the shows. So yeah, I do like them when they go to to space or when they go to a different dimension, which is pretty much the same, right? It's another place in this space.
Yeah, so that's I think you would enjoy season four then, because they go to space, they have crazy adventures, and it's the end of the story pretty much. And I won't spoil it, but it's a decent ending. I don't like it as much, since something that happens in season three kind of messes up the ending for me in season four. But I won't
Okay.
go into details. But anyway, but it's good. And then season five, they're more like short standalone stories. Like there's like story arcs. Like there's like three or four episodes make like a small story arc, and they're totally unrelated. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. There's another crossover with the 80s show. I don't like this one as much as the first crossover that they had in the second season, I believe, or the third season perhaps. However, the ending of the show, the final three episodes, oh, they're so good. It might not be my favorite show, but perhaps that final arc is my favorite Ninja Turtles thing ever. It's
Okay.
that good, okay?
Those are big words, actually. I mean, coming from a person who knows that much about this stuff, I think that those are very big words.
It's a
And
It's very polarizing. Many people don't like the ending, okay? Or the setting. It takes place in the future, like I don't know, like perhaps 30 years later, 40 years later, I don't know. So
Okay, well, that sounds very interesting.
they take some risks. So that's why I like it. They take some risks. Perhaps I'm not happy with some of the decisions over the what happens with some people. But they took some risk, and it has the ending. It has a great ending that I love, and it was like the best way to finish this show.
Okay. Well, it's pretty interesting to know that. I'm now more interested in watching and find somewhere to watch the show because, like I said, I couldn't get it this time. But different from what you're saying, I think that that has become, if not my favorite, I think that that has be it has become my TMNT all-time favorite show because I think that they try, despite of all of those characters you mentioned that I don't love, neither, you know, the pigeon and the spider and actually the fish and the dog, I didn't get to like them first. But and I think that they are, since the very beginning were those goofy characters. I think that it was the tiger, the one that kind of start bringing
That
more
tiger quote.
seriousness to the series. But man, when I saw Master Splinter fighting with the Shredder, it was all worth it. I think that the series could stop there and I would just be happy. And then eventually on the third season, they kind of started to do things that I didn't get to like that much, but I was still very optimistic about the direction that the show was taking because I was, you know, as I'm located on a place where you can watch the shows a little with a little bit of delay. Sorry, I was already aware that the next seasons were going to be taking place on space and that they were going to start bringing the Triceratops and I don't remember what's the name of those and also the general
Triceratons, yeah.
Triceratons and then the other general that also appears on the original 90s
I
90s
believe
show.
he's General Sog. I think that's his name.
General Sock. Okay, well, but I was very excited to think about how were going to, you know, to get those characters to this story arc because I think I don't know about your thoughts in regards to this, but I think that the changes that they made on the plot on regards of at least on the origin of the Master Splinter that he's no longer a rat but is a human as they did on the 90s show. I think that they kind of try harder to make the series to make sense on this time because we're now more demanding and more caring about the about to, that the stories have certain sense. I don't know if I'm explaining myself, but
Okay.
I think
No,
that they
yeah.
try to put a lot of effort in and try to get all of the characters connected somehow. They give you a cool introduction on each of the characters that later on will appear on the show with and more important story arcs.
Yeah, I understand that. With Splinter, I actually prefer the human origin. I'm not a fan of
Of the rat one.
the rat origin, to be honest. But
Yeah, neither I.
yeah, I did. The show always had like weird origins for like many characters that I just thought like, oh, why they should have just made their own original character, you know? But overall,
Yeah.
it's a good show. I like it. I think, but it's not my favorite. The 2003 show is still my favorite, and I prefer the 80s show as well.
Okay.
And that ending, the thing is like that story arc, you don't even need to watch the show to enjoy that. You can watch it as a movie because it's like 3 episodes.
Okay.
And I guess it helps understand some things if you watch the whole show, but even if you have no, if you don't care, you can just watch that and say like, oh, that's cool. That was a great like little movie that I
It
watched.
was a little movie. All right. Well, it's good to know about that. I didn't expect that actually it could get that interesting at the end because normally the shows start to decaying and at certain points some of them are even get canceled. And I thought that that happened the same because I am also aware that for the fifth and how many others it was until 7 seasons. It was a total of seven
This one?
seasons.
No, this one was 5 seasons. And actually the ending of the show really is at the end of season
At
four.
the end of season four. Okay, well, but when I saw the fifth season, I realized that they started to bring different stories on each episode. And actually, I even watched that, if I remember well, that the art of the
Oh no, you mean the 2003 show? No, yeah, the 2003 show was 7 seasons. So, sorry, my bad.
all right, no worry. So okay, well then for the remaining 3 seasons after the fourth, I knew that they were some like random episodes,
Yeah, they changed things up. That's true.
and that the animation was also kind of changing on each episode
Yeah,
sometimes.
because they made it cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, I love the look of the look of the show, the action sequence, the lighting that they use, and well, leaving apart the story that we already mentioned, I think that visually it's and the music is also pretty cool. I love that show. I think that is I gotta say that is my favorite. I do love as well the 2003 show a lot. But I think that I'm gonna stick with the next one.
Okay, that's fair. I can't say that you're not correct.
And this brings me to another question that I wanted to ask you, and I've been thinking about how to throw this. So, we all know about these differences that Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman had back in the day. If you would have to take part or to have a team on any of those creators, which one would you stick with? Are you a Laird team or an Eastman team?
I like Laird more. He's a little more introvert, and his style is a little more grittier, I think. I like his style more.
Yeah, so you like the villains. Oh, okay, but so we can agree that Laird became the villain of that story.
You can say that, and I don't like it how he hates like some ideas, like he hates mutants in general outside of the turtles. So he is very restrictive, but overall, I think Eastman just goes too crazy, and it I dislike more. I dislike more what he does than what Lear does.
Okay, I think that ju I'm just I have a little of I don't know, I think that I feel a little upset of how things went, and to me it was actually Kevin Eastman, the one that actually created the first Ninja Turtle. It was not Teenage, it was not Mutant, right? But it was the drawing of the fucking Ninja Turtle, and Laird only put the fucking Teenage Mutant words added to the title, and then became a co-creator, and that's, I don't know, man. I just don't like that thing.
That's unfair.
I think that is unfair. Yes,
Yeah,
but as I don't know, the whole story about the other characters and what other things Laird bring to the story, because at the beginning, the first turtle that Eastman draw, it was very different from what we can see on the Mirage comics or in the 90s show, right? So I think that on that way, maybe Laird bring something to the franchise. I don't know if he came out with the thing that they were for instead of just that turtle, or if he bring, like, I don't know, if he writes some of the story or what he did actually, but I really don't know what he was doing. I don't actually recognize the Laird's drawings, I'm very easily can realize when Eastman made one of them.
I can recognize Laird's drawings, and overall, I think you're right. I think it was the turtles. Well, I guess Eastman designed them first, but it was Laird who really saw the potential. He's the one who liked the drawing so much that he made like the beginning of the universe. But I don't know. I do
Okay,
think
so
Ninja. I do
yeah,
think the Ninja Turtles in general were created by both, because once only Laird had the When Laird had the franchise by himself, it was not as fun. It was a little boring. You needed a little bit more of Laird. I mean, of Eastman.
Eastman,
And
yeah.
now that Eastman, like, he's like, oh yeah, everything is cool. Like all the weird ideas, he's like, oh yeah, that's cool. Eastman is just like too liberal. He doesn't care. He's like, whatever you tell him, he's like, oh yeah, let's just do crazy stuff. So I think he also like they kept a It was a good balance between both of them.
Okay.
But if I
Okay,
have
well,
if I have to choose, I would choose Laird.
you would choose Laird. Okay, well then we agree to disagree on this
Okay. Well, we both have our favorite co-creator.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand it, but it's something that I wanted to ask you because I knew for a fact that you like a lot that that 20 tw tw I'm sorry 20 2003 show, the what's the name of the show? It's just
It just Ninja Turtles 2003.
Ninja Turtles. Okay then. Well, so I kind of figure out that you were going to to go with,
To choose the
yeah,
villain.
to choose the villain. Yeah.
Over the future of the TMNT. And well, with this, we'll talk about Rise of the TMNT first, right? That's where we left, Ruko. Is that correct?
That's correct, Luigi. We finally get to talk about, we're gonna be able to talk about this infamous show that actually got canceled after two lame seasons, I gotta say.
Okay. I watched the first few episodes of the first season, like perhaps like 3 or 4 episodes. Of course, they're like 11-minute episodes, so I guess I watched one episode, I guess. I have to say, Ruko, just so you know a little bit more about me, I love all those crazy interpretations where they like do stuff that is very weird or totally different from what you expect. I don't know why. I try to like You know, I remember I mentioned that I like the next mutation. I like those things because they're weird, they're different, so they feel fresh to me. So
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be something that I would like. But at least those first few episodes, I have not they didn't click. I didn't like them. I would want to watch the whole show eventually one day, but I'm in no rush to watch it.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned to you on the previous episode, I actually tried to took the time to do enough research to being able to talk about the show with with enough resources to actually being able to despite it as much as I do. But I gotta say to me, when I first saw the design of the turtles and the appearance that the show was gonna take and how the how Nick is trying to take the direction of the franchise, I didn't get to love the design of the turtles. I didn't get too excited about the idea of, I already mentioned that like too many times, I guess, that they being, from different types of turtles and like they are trying now to bring Raphael as the leader of the team. And I don't know, at the beginning I didn't get to like it, but accidentally I find one episode on YouTube on Nickelodeon's channel. And I of course give it the opportunity to watch it, and despite of what I was thinking and despite of what I've said already, I actually got to like the show because, as you mentioned, I think that they bring with this kind of fresh I think that it's more the visual aspects of the show that I got to like, the animation, the color palette they use, the fluency of the fighting scenes. I think that it has a lot of potential. But as much as I try, and trust me that I try a lot, because at least that episode I've watched it like 4 or 5 times, and I try to watch the series like maybe 3 times already. And this last time that I tried, I got to the probably to the 16th episode, and there is so many things that are wrong with that show, at least to me. Again, it has a lot of potential. I think that they are trying to engage, they tried to engage with a different and younger audience, so they could click with the new type of cartoons that everybody's coming with. But I didn't get to love it. It has some things that I will stick with, but I as you said, it didn't click. And as much as I tried, and I already t told my story about how I even got a subscription of certain platform to watch the full season, but I just couldn't take more than maybe two episodes per day. And as you said, and you can see two episodes for, I mean, they include two stories in one 20-minute episode. So it's hard to watch, at least to me.
Yeah, I agree with the animation. Oh, the animation is so beautiful. Like, it makes me like want to watch the show just because of the animation, regardless of anything else. One thing that I thought was a wasted opportunity. Well, I like that it at least in the beginning it didn't seem to be using like the villains that we all know and love, but that they're overused. Like Shredder, Bebop, etc. At least they try to do different stuff with new villains, and I like that. I thought it was kind of a wasted opportunity for them not to use like those really obscure mutants from the action figures. There's some really weird mutants that would never be used in any type of adaptation because they're so ridiculous, but they seem perfect for this show. Like there's a giraffe that plays basketball. I believe his name is Courtside. He would have been great in the show. I think he makes a background appearance in one episode. But I was like, man, if you knew he existed, why not use him for one episode? That would have been so much better.
I think that they were actually planning to bring those to the scene eventually, because now that I took the time to watch the show a little bit longer, I actually realized that, as you said, they were trying to bring with a different origin story. And this those characters that were created for this show, like this it's the Baron Draxum, I guess. And I think that that character had as well a lot of potential. And as you mentioned earlier, I think that it has a little of the vibes that you could see on the next mutation show. And that is something that I actually kind of like, it because they were trying to bring like different origin besides some scientific experiments, the ones who bring the turtles, the one that created the turtles. I don't know. Well, I'm pretty sure that, as you mentioned, that you haven't watched that, that much of the show. But just as a small spoiler, that it's kind of a huge spoiler, but it's not like I'm telling you the end, right? But they came up with this new origin that actually it was this Baron Draxum, the one that actually created the turtles. And they are trying to bring some of the old characters. I think that supposedly from a different dimension. And the last episode that I watched, actually, it was kind of interesting, because at the point where I stopped watching the show until today, because I am definitely gonna, take advantage of that month subscription that I paid. So I'm gonna finish it.
That it was finally like clicking with you because of
Oh,
the origin.
exactly. Yeah, because they were trying to bring, I mean, I'm so in love with the Shredder, so if I see a turtle show where the Shredder doesn't appear, it kind of takes me a little bit more to get to like it. But when I started to watch the show, I actually saw that at the beginning I didn't like this character, this new villain, but then I eventually they kind of tried to connect that with the Krang and with the Shredder. And as far as I understand, for the second and last season, they actually bring the Shredder and the Shredder arc. And I'm pretty curious about watching how they combine those new elements with the old ones. And I mean, I'm not saying that I'm sad that the show got canceled, because I am not. I hope that they bring us something better, but I think that that probably worked as a huge experience of things that actually didn't work. And probably I'm hoping that they kind of try to bring a little bit more of darkness to the next show, hopefully, if
Oh
there's
wow.
any.
I have bad news for you. Oh, they did announce a new show. It's supposed to be based on the new movie that's coming out this year.
Okay, but we haven't seen anything on this upcoming movie, have you?
Yes, we have.
Really?
Well,
Oh my God, I.
there's been some unofficial leaks,
Okay.
and actually Paramount has been very very quick to remove them from the internet. In fact, I got my account locked for like 1 hour or something like that because I tweeted the I tweeted the
Oh,
designs.
okay.
They look like the 1980s turtles, but more
1980s.
cartoony.
Okay. Oh my. All right. Well,
It's not looking good.
okay. Well, but you're saying that they are looking more alike, or they look like are like they are actually the turtles from the 80s show.
No, they look like they're not the 80s turtles. They look like them, but that's the design they're getting inspiration from.
Okay.
For example, they have their names on their belt buckles, and they have like very cartoony eyes, like very kid-friendly eyes, you know, like something you would expect from, I don't know, Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
So they look they don't look great.
Damn.
So that's going to be a movie that comes out this year, and supposedly there's going to be a TV show based on that comes out next year.
Okay, so we probably so the pr probably the movie will be the origin story that will work as the beginning of the TV show.
I'm just saying, don't expect something dark.
Damn.
Unless
Okay.
the only thing dark is going to be the future of the franchise.
Well, at least I think that I mean they are still making a good work with the comic book arcs. You know about all the last running, and I don't know if you already have seen the future of the well, the spoiler of the ending of the last running story arc.
No, I have. I know it, people love it. I know who the last Ronin is, but no, I have not read it or anything like that.
Oh man. Okay,
But
so
I think it's like a cool storyline, though.
it is a cool storyline, but I am talking more specifically about the finale of the story arc.
No, I'm not familiar. I don't want that spoiled.
Oh man, I was so into tell you a little bit about my opinions in regards to that because I really don't know about the ending of the story, but actually there is you know, there are some new, very important characters that appears on the final issue of the final running, on the last running. And well, just for not spoiling it, I'm not going to tell you a lot about that, but I'm very excited about the direction that the comic books are taking with the Turtles. I wish that they maybe not the last running story to the that they bring that last running to the TV series, to the animated shows, because it's way too dark for the kids to watch. And that's something that I am not loving about Nyx. I understand that they are a kids entertainment media, but well, it's a media meant for kids. But I wish that they could do a little bit something a little bit more like the first Nick show. I think that I would love for them to get something like that because even if the design of the characters was very cartoonish and very kids friendly, I think that they had certain scenes where you can see the turtles looking very, very dark and very like ninjas and hidden in the shadows and things like that. And that is something that I also liked about the rise of the TMNT, that at certain points you can actually see those small how do you say those small yeah
Details or
those small details like they kind of resemble to the comic book to the comic book art.
Well, I don't want to end things on a bad note, but actually I remembered something else that they did announce. They announced that there were going to be some villain movies made for Paramount Plus.
Okay.
These are not based on the upcoming movie. And it's kind of weird that, but there's going to be some movies based on TMNT villains. So perhaps that could be cool.
Okay, yeah, perhaps that sounds a little bit weird because other than the Shredder and the Crank and Bebop and Rocksteady, I don't think that any of the rest of the villains had that, big presence on the show in order to create a full show or a movie about those.
I think that's kind of weird, but I'm guessing, I don't know, I think it has potential. You know, there's some that are kind of cool, like the you have the Rat King, for example.
Yeah, exactly. That was one that I was actually going to bring out because maybe the King Rat, it's a very interesting character from from that generation. And as I didn't finish to watch the Nick show, I'm not aware if he actually appeared on that show or not. But I would definitely love to see more of him,
Yeah,
definitely.
and I think since you mentioned The Last Ronin, I think perhaps the success of that comic book could mean that maybe we're gonna get like some type of adaptation eventually, one day, as an animated movie or something like that. I think I can see that happening.
I do too, but to be honest with you, I don't think that they take The Last Ronin as a canon. I think that this is going to be more like a, like a cross, like it's not a crossover, it's a, what's the other word for the shows? A spin-off. It's more like a spin-off than an actual canon because, I mean, oh man, it's because you don't know what I know about this, about this ending of this story arc. I don't know about the ending, that's for sure, but there is something that I actually find this week that it got me very intrigued about, about what's coming up next because I don't know. There's I think that there's a lot of huge changes coming up that actually are going to turn the universe of the TMNT completely if they keep with that storyline as canon.
Oh,
So
wow.
yes. I mean, man, you gotta watch that. But and that kind of takes it keeps me very I don't know if I'm excited because it's a huge change, man. It's huge. And but I mean, if they do, I think that as they're trying to do, I think that that is better, than keep rebooting the franchise because they are actually trying to continue with. With that story, with that storyline, like I don't know if it's again only going to be on the comic books, but I'm very curious about what's going to be next on that plot.
I'm very curious about the story now.
Yeah, you should, man. You should. But I'm thinking now that I wish to have read the last running, story arc completely before watching that. That's a little spoiler that I saw.
Oh, okay. Now, talking about possible movies. Did you watch the Ninja Turtles versus Batman movie that came out a few years ago?
Oh man, not yet. And as I was doing my research for getting ready for this series of shows, I actually tried. That's why I got a lot of, I actually tried and I got the HBO Plus application also, but turns out that they actually remove it at least
Oh,
from
those
my region.
bastards.
Yeah, they remove it from HBO Max in order to put it in. It's actually available in Prime Video for purchase, and you can find it anywhere else but in Prime Video. But you gotta pay for that separately. And
Oh.
that I think that that was a pretty low move from HBO to take it off the, its programming or how or its
I know.
catalog.
I used to see it on HBO Max all the time, and I never watched it again because I was like, oh, it's always going to be there.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought the same. And I was like, okay, no, I'm gonna first watch the other shows. I'm gonna watch the full Batman series because I was kind of already into that. And then when I feel ready, once that I finish watching all the previous TMNT shows, I'm gonna watch the Batman versus TMNT. And unfortunately, I couldn't get to watch it for today's show. But I wouldn't mind you to tell me about it if you have.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's a crossover that makes sense to me. I don't like it when universes that don't make sense crossover, I'm very
All
picky
right.
about that. For example,
Oh my God, really? Come
Yes,
on.
I know. I get really upset about it. I get triggered, you know?
But that goes totally against what you've been telling me the last few shows about you being so much excited about all that crazy things that actually not always make sense to everybody.
I know, but with crossovers, I can get a little bit touchy, okay?
Okay, I get it.
For example, I'm okay with Fred Flintstone meeting the Jetsons. That's okay. That's logical to me. But
Yeah,
it's
that's
not.
the same
But
universe.
and Scooby-Doo can meet Josie and the Pussycats. That makes sense to me, you know? But
Okay.
I don't want Scooby to meet Fred Flintstone. Just it makes no sense, you know? And I don't care about the Laugh Olympics. That's totally non-canon, okay? That makes no sense. So in this case, Batman makes no superheroes in general. I don't like it. I don't like them in the Ninja Turtles universe.
Oh man.
But this movie is really good. It was animated by DC, so it's kind of like it's a similar tone to their Batman movies that they make, their animated movies.
Yeah, so.
So it's violent. There's blood in it. I think this is probably the most violent the Turtles have ever been in any adaptation.
That sounds pretty badass, man.
But I mean, don't expect Mortal Kombat, but
No, I know, of course, because it's still meant to be for kids, sort
yes,
of.
but it's definitely more PG-13 than it's definitely like
Yeah.
PG-13 instead of like PG, like every other cartoon. So it's pretty cool. The story is decent enough that you can watch it and have fun with it, and I enjoyed it. I wish they would have made more episodes or another movie about it, but yeah, it's really enjoyable. I recommend it, and it's not based on any continuity. It's like its own continuity, so you don't need to watch anything before that.
Okay. Yeah, it's like an isolated event, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I was kind of excited about watching that one because I saw, I couldn't help to watch some spoilers in social media. Not because I wanted, because you're scrolling down and then eventually you get to find some of it. And actually I was able to see just a little of some fighting sequence from of Batman against the Shredder, and I actually didn't stay to watch the small video completely, but I got pretty excited about knowing that actually the Shredder was appearing on the movie. But sadly, I haven't been able to watch it yet. Damn.
Yeah, you're gonna like it. And that fight between Shredder and Batman's pretty good too.
All right. Well, I really hope so because those are two of one of my most beloved and favorite all-time franchise.
And
Well, I don't know
no,
if that made any sense.
yeah, it makes sense. And I was afraid that since he was a Batman, well, Batman is like one of the main characters of DC, and the name of the movies Batman versus the TMNT or whatever, that Shredder was not going to be used correctly. But no, he's used very well. So
Yeah, it
even
appears to be.
in his fight against Batman, he doesn't just like lose completely. You know, it's a very even fight.
Yeah, that is something that I liked it, but because, well, that I'm very excited about, even though I haven't watched it, because I think that besides that niche show, the 20 it was in
2003,
2012,
2012.
2012,
I had 2012.
yeah, the 2012 show. I think that was, well, I was very happy about seeing finally the Shredder being a serious character that actually came with some fighting skills and. I just fell in love with that character. I loved it as well as the Master Splinter because I think as well that the one from the 90s and as well as the 2003 show, the 2003 is okay, the Splinter character. I think that is okay, but I think that the one from the Nick show it's even better. And well, and now talking about Master Splinter, that is one of the things that I hated the most on this Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show that we were talking before. And that is something that I forgot, but and I know that we already move on to some other topics. But the Master Splinter character on this show, it's so lame, man. I just didn't get to like it at all. I didn't like the design of the character. I didn't like the profile. I didn't like his personality. He is so goofy. He doesn't even look like he has some ninja skills. They kind of make you feel that they learn all of the ninja skills by watching the movies that Master Splinter watch and love that much. And as the story goes, here comes another spoiler. It turns out that I already mentioned that they were created by this Baron Draxum guy that appears on that show, right? But then at a certain point of the story, it turns out that they are made based on the DNA of that character or that actor, like Bruce Lee, like that the Master Splinter loved that much. And I mean, it's so silly, man. And I don't know. It's just, I think that it's so forced, and they just trying to take Master Splinter importance out of the show, out of the turtle story. And I just didn't like that because he was always being a very important character, but I think that with the time it became to be more appreciated, and that they got to show more of him in a better way than they did on the 90s. So I just hate the way that they portrayed Master Splinter on this Rise of TMNT.
Yeah, that's what I hear people, and I can't remember if I've seen clips from him because I remember being disappointed as well.
Oh man,
And you see, I'm a fan of that ancient karate master idea that he looks like he's fat and lazy, but in reality he's a total badass. You know, that's something that's used in many movies and shows. That you don't expect, like Hapusai in Ranma One Half or
and I
other
wouldn't
movies,
mind.
and that's okay, and I like it, but I remember watching some clips, I guess, and I thought like, no, this Splinter is not, it's not that idea either.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't have mind the look of the character if they will have make him more respectable at certain point. I mean, I understand that the show is it's lighter, that it's goofier, that it's meant for younger audience maybe than the previous one, but it's way too much. It's way too much nonsense from Master Splinter. Everything related to Master Splinter is disruptive, is totally against what we have been seeing of Master Splinter during decades.
Yeah.
So it didn't make any sense to me. But okay, I'm sorry. I just couldn't let that go.
No,
We couldn't finish this show without talking about that because it's a very important matter that actually is one of the things that I think that brings my humor down
it's
a lot when I'm watching that thing, and I just like, okay, no, man, I just need to watch something else.
good. Yeah. And you know what's another very important matter that we have not discussed, or at least not in detail? It's the Michael Bay Ninja Turtle movies.
Man,
Okay.
yes. And
So
when
I.
once we were talking about that Master Splinter, actually, it came to my thoughts that Master Splinter also. I didn't like that one either. There's so many stuff about those movies that I don't like either, but let's go ahead and start.
Well, I'm gonna start. I don't hate them. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't hate
Oh man, I
them.
mean, I don't want you to hate them. I mean, actually, I'm glad that you don't hate them because I am. I do hate them, and
I don't just don't hate them. I'm angry that there's no third movie.
oh man, you gotta be kidding.
Okay.
Well,
I
okay,
can
well,
explain myself. I can explain myself though.
please do,
I
please do.
did not come without my backup plan to explain the horrendous acts that I just mentioned. So, before Laird sold the franchise to Nickelodeon, he kept telling us that we were getting a new Ninja Turtles movie. It was going to be live action. It was going to be about with the Rat King, and it was going to be amazing. It was going to be like the original movies. And he said, like, oh, you guys are going to love it. And there were many interviews about the movie, so I was very excited. And when Nickelodeon bought the franchise, I was like, okay, that's going to be okay. And then I saw the first trailer for the movie, and I was like, oh my God, this sounds horrible. Well, not sounds, it looked horrible, right?
It
Like everyone
looks horrible.
with the Hulk turtles and whatnot. And I decided to go see the movie anyways because I thought it's still a Ninja Turtles movie and I'm going to regret not watching it in the theaters.
Definitely,
I
yes.
thought it's going to suck, but oh well. At least I can say that I watched it in theaters. I went to it. And when I finished, I realized, hey, I didn't hate it. Because there's one thing that there's many things the movie does wrong, but there's one thing that it did really well.
Okay.
The concept of family.
Okay.
And I think that's a very important theme that the movie does really, really well. And even the little theme song that they made for the movie, it's all about family. And I think I never saw like the turtles feel like brothers, as much as I did in this movie and that movie. So yeah, I can understand. I don't like the Hulk turtles designs that they have or the different origins that they gave them.
Okay.
But I like that family aspect. And the sequel, I thought it was worse than the first one because it was definitely aimed at a young, much younger audience. I was not a fan. But what I liked about the second movie was I can't believe that here we have a PG-13 movie that's meant for kids, but it's supposed to be realistic. And we had like the Technodrome, and Krang and outer space stuff. And I was like, we're never going to get another live action Ninja Turtles movie where like they have this crazy science fiction world in it. And that's why I wanted a third movie. I wanted a third movie full of mutants. I just wanted them to go crazy with this universe. The universe was already like, it didn't have any respect from everyone, so might as well do something crazy with it. And those are my thoughts.
All right then. Well, as you said, when I was first going to see the movie, I was very excited actually about Michael Bay being the one that was directing the movie, and I saw some trailers, of course, and I didn't love the appearance of the turtles. I didn't like the Hulk turtles either. Actually, I didn't even knew that they were going to be that big on the trailers because you rarely can see them interacting with with real
Humans. Aha.
with humans on the trailer. It were more like either sequence of April and some other characters on their own, and then the turtles doing their stuff and so on. But once that I and actually I was very excited to go to the movies to watch it. And I don't know, man, when the movie just started, I didn't like it. Of course that there are some few things that I could say from both of them. I think that I like the second one better than the first one, to be honest, because I just hated I hated a lot of things. I actually Well, I'm not gonna say hate because that is politically incorrect, right? But I'm just gonna say that I didn't love it, okay? But I didn't like the fact that they came back to the Splinter origin as a rat, and him learning the. I mean, I understand about the meaning and the message that they were trying to pass, and about family and all that. I mean, I agree with that, and I don't see anything wrong about that. But I. Talking about the design of the characters, about the story, the plot, and the script, it's also, I think that it's very bad. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't like that they came with this Splinter origin, being a rat one more time, and he learning ninjutsu out of a book that he found on the sewers without any sort of like training. Like he was portrait in previous series or movies of like just a rat being super smart in order to learn a fucking thousands of year martial art. I don't know, man. And well, I do like I didn't like the fact that the turtles are totally CGI animated. As I mentioned on some of the previous episodes, I think that I will like to have a combination of what we had on the 90s, some actors wearing costumes and adding some CGI as they maybe it's not the best of the examples, But as they did with Jar Jar Binks on the episode one of Star Wars, you know, some combination of that not being completely CGI created and CGI animation. And I don't know, the design of the Shredder, man, it's just another Transformer, dude. It's just like watching another Transformers movie.
Oh, I agree. I didn't like any of that.
I didn't like that at all. I mean, he's so over arm with this many stuff, and I didn't see the need of that because he was supposed to, it's just absurd. It's just too much. And the fact that now the turtles turn out to be bulletproof, and there is so many things that I didn't like about that first movie. And but again, with this mindset of trying not to hate and not try to be predisposed. Is that an actual word? To be predisposed to not like it. I kind of didn't like also the fact that, I don't know. I didn't like the design of Raphael.
All the designs of the turtles like, are horrible.
Yeah, are very bad. I think that the one that is, I don't know. I think that Leonardo is the one that looks less horrible, but I don't know, Michelangelo, and then watch that. I don't know. I mean, I tried. And with the second one, I mean, with the first one, that's most of the things that I don't like. But I even though I have watched that a couple of times, as well as the Out of the Shadow sequel. And with the second movie, I actually feel that they kind of tried to make some amends about the things that they messed up in the first one. They came with Bebop and Rocksteady and some different things. I hate Megan Fox as April. I think that, well, she's a terrible actress. At least in my opinion. But you know, she was.
I liked her.
Very. I mean, I liked her, but I don't like the way she works. I mean, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous and. Of course, it's how can I say it's it's a spectacle. Is that no? It's
yeah. Candy.
Yeah. Of course, exactly. I mean, you can enjoy just the fact of watching her and by doing anything, but she doesn't act at all, man. She's very bad on acting, and I don't know. And this, and also even when I like. Even when I liked the Arrow series, I didn't like this actor that I don't remember his name, the one who plays the Arrow in the Arrow series. Casey Jones.
Not a great choice.
You know, I didn't like it, and any of those two characters, I like neither Master Splinter, and I don't know. I think that I'm actually glad that they didn't came out with a third one. I really hope that hopefully one day they come with a respectable live action movie. And I'm not expecting to watch the same things that I was watching on the 90s or in the 2000s or in the 10s. I'm open to watch different stuff. Like I was telling you about the future. I mean, I can even expect to watch something about this new future of the TMNT. But even if it's completely different of what I've been seeing for the last 30 years, right? But I really hope that they, you know, that they, well, how would you say that they bring us something better? Because I think that we deserve that. I understand that they are focusing the products or the shows for younger audiences, and they are trying to get some, you know, some new people to like it. But I think that they will. It would be cool from them to keep in mind that we all people are still alive and that we are kind of expecting to watch something, you know, something alike the things that we grew up with.
I think that you're definitely correct there, Ruko. It's a flawed movie. It made many mistakes. I just thought, well, they already messed up this universe, so might as well do something that we would never see in another interpretation. And that's pretty much like the only reason I enjoyed the existence. I think it's it's neat that it happened. I don't know. I don't hate them. I don't know why.
It's all right. I mean, the second time that I watched them, I actually didn't hate it as much as the first time I did. But I kind of got already... I was already spoiled, right? I was already aware of what was going on. And then I try to focus not in what I hate or what I didn't like it, but on the, you know, on the aspect that I always wanted to watch, because it has a pretty decent action sequence, and you can see also some funny moments of the turtles, like you said, being brothers, you know, interacting with each other more than just fighting and getting. They are, I don't know, I mean, it's way different of what I was expecting. Maybe that is why I hate that, what I didn't like it that much. But in general, I'm not that upset that they didn't continue with that trilogy or with that those series of movies. I wouldn't mind to watch a third one to see if they kind of save it or if they completely end up with the, you know, with the series, but but I don't know. I mean, I'm glad that you didn't hate them, but I'm pretty sure that you didn't like them a lot either.
No, I'm not. I would not say they're great movies. I thought they were overhated, and I went in with really low expectations, and I was pleasantly surprised. But also, I try to see the potential in not only movies or in shows, like the stuff that I like. Oh, maybe this was not done well, but I like the idea. If I like the idea, I automatically like the movie or show, even if it's not used properly.
Yeah,
and there can be better shows or movies that are superior in many ways, but if they just mess up an idea really bad, I think like, oh God, no, I cannot like them, even if they're superior in other ways.
Yeah, well, I think that happened to me, at least with the story, with the despite of the look of the turtles, despite of the design or the cast, I think that what I hated the most was the fact that they changed the origin of the turtles one more time, and then decided to have it directly related to April O'Neil, and I didn't like that at all. It was not necessary. I mean, for them to be connected somehow.
I hate when movies try to simplify storylines by making everyone related to everyone. I think that's so stupid.
Yeah,
but it's common to Hollywood movies.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because there are some other movies that are very hard to understand, and some of them are, you know, for general audiences, not necessarily for adults. But
another episode where, like, in the movie Batman and Robin, where Batgirl is actually the niece of Alfred instead of the Commissioner Gordon.
Oh man, yes, yes.
Just trying to simplify the movie, I guess, and it's just a bad take.
Yeah, yeah, it was a bad call, definitely, to me as well. Yeah, because but at that point, I mean, that is already Batman, but at that point of the story, they already were. If I remember all right, it was the Captain Gordon was no longer figuring in the story yet on that third movie. It was on the third? No, it was actually on the fourth movie, right? It was on the Batman and Robin. Yes.
But he just doesn't have like any real important role in any of them.
No, they're not. But yeah, I think that they try to do the same with this Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles movies. And well, they're not my favorites, definitely.
No.
But I'm very excited about, you know, the future one more time. Hopefully they, you know, they fix a little bit what they did with the Rise of the TMNT with this upcoming movie and TV show, despite the appearance and the and the target of the series is going to be a younger audience. I don't mind with that as long as it's a decent show and entertain. And I don't know, I hope that they try with a different formula that from the one that they tried last time. And hopefully in the near future, we might have a respectful live action movie. And well, again, I'm very excited about to get more into the comic book storyline, because I think that that is the actual product that is target for, you know, grown-ups as we are at this point.
Yeah, I'm also hopeful, and I don't mind if something is made for kids as long as it's fun and good. But I guess with time we will know.
That's all right. That's correct.
In another episode once we have full opinions over everything that was great or horrible.
Yeah, hopefully. Maybe we will have our yearly TMNT special, right?
That sounds like
when we can talk about, you know, the newest the news or the more recent. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, man. Just take that up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just take a look at every other year to see what's going on with the Turtles' lives and what Nickelodeon is doing this time. All right. Well, if nothing else, Ruko, then I think we should end it here today. You can find me on MissGrave.com. I'm Luigi Kawasaki, and we can find you in Ruko Gamer. That's what your new channel is going to be called, right?
And the Ruko Gamer. Yeah, you can find me as the Ruko Gamer or El Ruko Gamer, probably still. Okay. I'm still figuring that out, but if you just type Ruko Gamer or Gamer Ruko, both ways, I will come up.
Like a complete new relaunch on your channel and new content available in the near future. So
I hope so, yes.
So everyone make sure to check that out.
And with that, we finish our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles TMNT extravaganza. So let's watch the new Mutant Mayhem movie, and let's see what the future of the franchise brings for us. This is, as I mentioned, Luigi Kawasaki from MissGrave.com, and see you guys in the next episode.